Good morning. I'm Michael Fockler.
I'm Rebecca Malsbury.
And I'm Amy Dahlhauser. Welcome again to the Bear Facts. Thanks for tuning in to hear the latest news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
Last Saturday, Garrigan's Solid Gold Marching Band competed at Algona Band Day. They had a great day in competition, and they ended up winning first place in their division in both the street and field competitions. This is the second straight year the band has taken home both first place trophies. They also ended up right in the middle of a dozen entries from schools of all sizes in the sweepstakes competition, which is a great showing for a 1A school like we are. Congratulations to Director Ken Furgick and the Solid Gold Marching Band.
The band has another big day today. They're down at the Dodger Stadium in Fort Dodge this morning for the state marching contest. Garrigan will be competing against other 1A schools, and they're hoping to bring home another Division I rating. This year's competition show is The Best of the Doors. It includes Touch Me, Light My Fire, Energizer, and a medley of Peace Frog and Love Her. Garrigan is the first band of this day at state. They'll take the field at Dodger Stadium about an hour from now at 9:45 a.m.
The season is almost ready to begin for the Golden Bear Quiz Bowl team. Next season, Garrigan will host our home tournament with 51 teams from all over Northern Iowa on hand for the event. The Golden Bears team includes 5 seniors who have made multiple trips to Nationals and made the best showing in school history at Nationals last summer. Jake Rosenmeyer, Anna Kolash, Michael Fockler, Alex Hamilton, and Michael Hellman will be at the core of this year's team. Good luck to them and to everyone else in Quiz Bowl.
Tomorrow is a big day for Garrigan math teacher David Burrow. At the Bishop's Dinner for Education in Sioux City tomorrow night, he will receive the Excellence in Education Award from the Diocese of Sioux City. Mr. Burrow started at Garrigan back in 1983, and over the years he's taught every single math course that's offered at the school, as well as Spanish and computer courses and a special program for gifted and talented students.
Mr. Burrow is also the coach of our Quiz Bowl team, and the 5 seniors who made the best showing in the school history at Nationals last summer will be making the trip to Sioux City for the award presentation. Mr. Burrow also works with Speech and Student Council, and he's our producer here on the Bear Facts. This is the second year in a row that a Garrigan teacher has won the Excellence in Education Award. Last year, the prestigious award went to art teacher Steve Brosnan. Congratulations to both Mr. Burrow and Mr. Brosnan, who show some of the good things that go on here at Garrigan.
There's a big milestone coming up for another Garrigan staff member as well. Sister Janet Gates, who has been our school registrar for more than a quarter of a century, will be celebrating her Golden Jubilee next Saturday. That marks 50 years since Sister Janet took her vows to join the Sisters of the Presentation. There will be a special recognition in Dubuque for Sister Janet. We're delighted she's been at Garrigan all these years, and we're happy to congratulate Sister Janet on this wonderful anniversary.
Garrigan's freshmen, sophomores, and juniors are right in the middle of taking ITEDS, the Iowa Tests of Educational Development. They're one of the many different measures the school uses to show the progress students are making in English, math, social studies, science, and research skills. The school also uses them to demonstrate achievement to state officials and to parents and other people in the community. So we hope everyone does their best when they get out those number 2 pencils for ITEDS.
Our senior spotlight this week shines on Kevin Elbert. Here to tell you about him is Kristen Birdie.
Kevin Elbert is a 2-year football captain who has been to state in basketball and track and has also lettered in baseball. He is a National Honor Society member who is a senior class co-president and is also active in Christian Leadership in Action. Kevin would like to major in athletic training or engineering after high school, and next year he plans to go to the University of Iowa. Good luck, Kevin.
Thanks, Kristen. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's state marching band contest today at Dodger Stadium in Fort Dodge. Garrigan's Solid Gold Marching Band will take the field at 9:45.
Tomorrow is a CYO volleyball tournament at Lamar's Gielen. Also tomorrow, there's the Bishop's Dinner for Education, where Mr. Burrow will be receiving his Excellence in Education Award.
ITEDS continue all next week. Monday, the freshman-sophomore football team hosts Humboldt. Then on Tuesday, the cross-country team runs in the North Central Conference meet at Clarion.
We'll have Mass Wednesday morning. Also that day, the juniors will be taking the PSAT test. Then on Thursday, several Christian leadership students will be hosting a retreat for the 8th grade students.
Thursday night, the volleyball team travels to Clarion. And Friday, the football team plays at Britt. Then on Saturday, Sister Janet will celebrate her Golden Jubilee and will be hosting the annual Quiz Bowl tournament here at Garrigan.
That's the Bear Facts for this week. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tune in again next week for more news from Bishop Garrigan High School.